to the rest of chapter 5. I've got my iPad here. Of chapter 5 in the book of Mark. And yesterday we talked about that man who had was demon-possessed and met Jesus coming across the water, his freedom, his being set free, and this whole conflict of trying to change ourselves through external practices when God actually changes us from the internal to the external. So today is a story of two miracles. They take place almost simultaneously, like an A story and a B story, running at the same time in the rest of Mark chapter 5. And so let me read you verse 21. It'll set us up so you know what the story is. It says, when Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was there along the side of the shore. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell on his feet and said, and pleaded earnestly rather with the Lord. He said, my daughter is dying, please come and put your hands on her so that she might be healed and live. And so Jesus went with him. And so that's the first story. Then the second story runs. As he's going towards Jairus' house, a woman who had a medical thing going on pushed through the crowd and touches the hem of Jesus' garment and is also healed. Jesus has a conversation with her, who touched me, and she reveals herself. And while that conversation is happening, story A comes back into play. And Jairus' servants come and say, don't bother the master, your daughter is dead. And Jesus overhears the conversation and says, not so quick. Your daughter is not. She will be healed and she will recover. And Jesus heals her from a distance. And I wanted to talk about those two stories, not separately, but together, because they were happening together. They were happening in one moment. And I want to talk to you this morning about how Jesus changes circumstances, and that when things seem too late, they're not. And there is this great power in the story for our devotion today of recognizing that these two people, who both had a life-changing moment with Jesus, experienced it differently. And that God works very uniquely with each of us and works within our story very specifically. And although we can get inspiration from everybody's journey, we're not carbon copies. Jesus works with us in our own unique way. And so I wanted to mention how that both reached out to Jesus, one on behalf of someone, his daughter, and one despite all their embarrassment and shame and poverty at having this medical condition. The Bible goes as far as to say she had given up all her wealth. Good morning, Stuart. Given up all her wealth, trying to get well. Despite all of that, she manages to reach out to Jesus. And I love the beauty of that story, that a person with absolutely no hope left can reach out to Jesus, and a person can do it on behalf of another. And maybe at the end of today's devotion, we take a moment to pray on behalf of somebody, who is in trouble, somebody who's in need, somebody who's spiritually perhaps in a rough place, or physically, practically, emotionally, financially in a rough place. And we can reach out to God. And I love that both of them reached out. Both of them released faith, a confidence that God is the right place to take this to, and Jesus is the right person to ask, and the answer will come from there. I just love faith in the impossible and faith in a Redeemer's reach. And Jairus did it for his daughter, who came as a centurion, as not a religious man, and said, please will you come to my house? Please will you heal my daughter? And the woman with the medical condition reached out and said, surely, if I can just touch Jesus' garment, if I can just sing this song, if I can just get to a church service, if I can just find a verse in the Bible, something's going to happen. And I want to encourage you to always keep that childlike faith, even when you take knocks and it doesn't work out as planned. Hold on to the any day now God will do what he intends to do. And then I love their reward. Each of their reward was very different. The one was immediately exposed. She got her healing and had to say something about it. It's me. I touched Jesus and I received the healing. And hers was dramatic and immediate. And the whole crowd stopped and the disciples pushed her aside. And Jesus pulled her forward. Everything about it was very public. Contrasting the reward of Jairus, which was very private. Your daughter is dead. And then the emotion of that, the disappointment, where was God? I'm a bit disappointed in this whole faith and religion thing. And then the very next moment to have somebody come, to have Jesus come and say, don't worry about that report. Don't worry about what your servants have just told you. I'm not finished yet. Your daughter is not dead. She's just sleeping. You get home and you take care of her. And I love the power of that. I love the power that one person was dramatic and immediate and public and supernatural, and somebody else was quite private, and it went to an even darker place first before it came out and was rescued. God's like that. He's so unique in that way, in the way that he touches us and moves our lives forward and meets our needs. And I just want to encourage you today to continue to reach, to continue to release faith, and to continue to have confidence that that is rewarding. And the Bible says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And that's the testimony for today. That's the devotion for today, that I know it will be rewarding at the appropriate time. And if it doesn't look like a friend's testimony or a friend's miracle or a friend's story, if it isn't as public or it isn't as dramatic as somebody else's, it doesn't matter. My reward is customized for my situation. And so I'd love for us to take a moment to pray a prayer. Hi, Nicole. To pray a prayer either for ourselves or on behalf of someone, and to pray that God will reward those who diligently seek him. And then same time before we ring off, and please remember to like the channel, the YouTube channel, and please remember to share the Facebook post. It really is wonderful when you do that. I need to congratulate Armand on their engagement over the weekend. I see some commentary on that. Oh, there you are. Congratulations. I know you and I joked at church recently, when's it going to happen? And you said soon. I didn't realize you meant this soon. So we'll add you to the prayer. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much that when we reach out and we release faith, even in the most impossible situations, that it is very rewarding. It's rewarding to see how you uniquely work, whether in a dramatic and public way or whether in a private and discreet way. There is a reward in releasing faith and reaching out to you. And today we pray on behalf of friends and family, we pray on behalf of our own journey, and we reach out to heaven, and we thank you that in the moment where our reach interacts with our faith, something happens. And Lord, we are grateful for that. We thank you for a living God who continues to work amongst the living in powerful ways, and we honor you for it. Pray for Armand, pray for the relationship, the new engagement, and the journey towards marriage for the both of them, that you will bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.